We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Two students from Simeon High School were shot and killed in separate incidents this week, and police are asking for the public's help finding the killers. More this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
15-year-old Jamari Williams was just blocks from Simeon High School at a shopping center when he was shot to death Tuesday afternoon. Chicago Police Chief of Detectives Brendan Dinahan.
He was standing outside with several of his friends after school, and a gunman had approached and began firing and then fled the scene. So we need a lot of help with this case.
3 hours later, fellow Simeon sophomore Kentrell Williams was killed on 51st and Harper. Chief Dinahan says a group Williams was with was at a gas station and got into a stare down with a group across the street outside of McDonald's. When Williams and his friends got into their car to get away, someone from the other group began shooting and hit Williams in the head. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Workers at the two El Milagro tortilla production facilities in Little Village walked off the job yesterday with a long list of demands, and they claim management illegally locked them out. An update this morning from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
The workers say they're protesting unsafe conditions, low pay, a heavy workload, and sexual harassment, among other things. After their walkout, they were locked out as the company struggles to meet demand for its products. The workers are not unionized, but they are organizing with the help of Arise Chicago, which says 85 have contracted COVID-19, asserting a failure to follow distancing guidelines, and 5 have died. The workers are attempting to meet with management later this morning. That's the update.
The Dogaholics Doggy Daycare along the Southport Corridor says three dogs have been reunited with their owner after a transport van was stolen yesterday afternoon with the dogs inside. The van was eventually found abandoned on the west side. Police are still searching for suspects. So a happy ending to that story. Time to find a new Porsche at PorscheLincolnwood.com. And now from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, Josh Liss.
10 a.m. is when we get it all started. Notre Dame was pretty cool. They're doing it at Soldier Field here in town. And would you believe Wisconsin's a point and a half favorite in that game, the 1-1 Badgers over the 3-0 Fighting Irish. And AL Central titles in the bag. Finally, the White Sox clinch, winning game one of a doubleheader in Cleveland 7-2 with a couple of Tim Anderson homers. Sox drop game 2-5-3. Jose Ruiz allowing a tie-breaking game-ending two-run homer. Sox back in Cleveland tonight. Wrigley Field hosts a Cubs-Cardinals doubleheader this afternoon, starting at 1:20 with St. Louis in town on a 12-game run. Card's longest winning streak since 1982. Sizing up Justin Fields' mental approach to his first Bears start, WBBM's Jeff Joniak spent time with some Bears assistant coaches, talking to one now leading up to Sunday's noon kick in Cleveland.
We keep hearing how calm Justin Fields plays the game, and it continues as he prepares for his first start in Cleveland. Offensive coordinator Bill Lazor.
Nothing wrong with being excited and and showing positive emotion with your team, but no one wants to see knees shaking. That would be more. So it's one of those things where when it's not a problem, you're good and you can move forward. When it's a problem, it's a problem. And it hasn't been a problem with Justin. I mean, he's handled good and bad. And I'm not on the sideline with him, so I can't see the face. But you certainly can see his body language. and the energy he brings, and I think it's only going to get better.
Lazor admits there's a bit of an edge for the Bears because the Browns are still evaluating Fields, and it's harder for them than it is for the Bears, who get to decide which plays to pick. And that's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Akeem Hicks and Tayshaun Gibson out of practice. Exclusive coverage of Bears Browns starts at 9 a.m. Sunday live from Cleveland here on the home of the Bears. The Sky advance in the WNBA playoffs. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Lightfoot and city health leaders have rolled out a new COVID-19 vaccination initiative that aims to get at least 77% of Chicagoans vaccinated by the end of the year. The mayor stressed the need to prevent what she calls unnecessary COVID deaths.
If you are Black and Latinx between the ages of 18 and 39, you also are at risk, and your vaccination rates are painfully, painfully low. So what we must be about is making sure that we change the trajectory of these numbers. I don't want people playing with their lives. And that's what I feel like when I see these numbers every week.
The city's initiative includes videos offering tips on how to talk to vaccine-hesitant people. Chicago police say a South Suburban man's being questioned about a series of social media posts threatening violence at Chicago public schools across the city. An update this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
We take any threats that are made against any of our schools extremely seriously, including those on social media.
Jadine Chow is chief of safety and security for the Chicago public school system. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says the man who allegedly made social media posts against schools on the south and west sides has a history of doing the same thing, and the police are trying to secure the most serious charges against him.
He's on electronic monitoring for the same type of charges of threats in an adjoining city to schools.
Superintendent Brown says the threatening social media posts are designed to create fear in parents. In fact, Chief Chow says attendance at Simeon High School was down this week after the threats and the apparent unrelated killings of two students. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Tighter online security is being implemented at the Illinois Department of Employment Security to try to prevent the widespread fraud that's been seen since the start of the pandemic. An update this morning from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Among the upgrades is two-factor or multi-factor authentication to verify a person's identity, a code sent to a phone widely used in the private sector and by other states. Adam Ford is with the Illinois Department of Innovation and Technology.
Multi-factor authentication is probably the key first step there in terms of allowing residents to be able to not just assert their identity, but to protect it.
The Department of Employment Security Acting Director Kristen Richards was questioned by Republican State Representative Dan Calkins of Decatur.
What do you think we've lost in Illinois?
I'm not prepared to speak to that today. We are working to quantify those numbers.
The state's still unable to quantify the amount of fraud. That's the latest.
The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity is helping back a new training program for job seekers and at-risk youth. Here's State Senate Majority Leader Kimberly Lightford of Maywood.
It's time to take a step toward rebalancing our communities. During the pandemic, over 400,000 workers lost employment in Illinois alone, many of whom are still out of work. They need our help more than ever. I cannot think of a better way to help residents than to provide essential training to help them regain access to employment and final lasting careers.
Lightford is a member of the state's newly launched Commission on Workforce Equity and Access.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.